prize, but it was a prize that they earned.
Se lo dieron a Nicaragua en mi nombre.
They gave it to Nicaragua in my name.
Pero bueno, habría mil cosas más que contar, pero se acabó el tiempo.
But there'd be a thousand
pero
other things to say,
but que irse a clase.
Time is up, you have to go to class.
Me despido de los que tienen que irse.
I say goodbye to those who have to leave.
Les agradezco que hayan venido.
I thank you for coming.
A escuchar un poco de nuestra historia.
To listen to a little of my story.
Mis amigos están traduciendo de Nicaragua al inglés.
My friends in Nicaragua are translating my memoirs into English.
Pronto podrá venir en inglés.
It's almost done, and so soon you'll be able to read it in English.
Porque hay cosas del pueblo de Nicaragua, cosas bien interesantes.
Because there are things, they're very interesting things in the story of Nicaragua, but we'll finish here.
You were just listening to Padre Fernando Cardenal with Dr. Irene Hodgson doing a stupendous job simultaneously translating from his memoir, his memories of revolutionary Nicaragua, that again, Father Fernando Cardenal. You have been listening to KGNU's Hemispheres. We're on every Tuesday. And now, get ready for Cabaret.
Welcome to Cabaret, where we have the finest musical entertainment along the Front Range, live in the studio at 4700 Walnut Street. Tonight's band, well, let me tell you about tonight's band. She was disciplined in Vacation Bible School. She was disciplined in Campfire Girls because she wouldn't sing backup. She wanted to be the lead singer. So she quit, and from there, she took it on and made a musical career of it on her own, but she does like her band, and you will too. Please help me welcome the bad girl of Denver Blues, Diane Jobe, and the Diane Jobe Band.
You push, I shove, you give me love. You're my do-da-daddy, I'm your little honey girl. You know it's true with that electric light. When you're by me and I'm by your side, you give, I take, you speak, I shake. You're my do-da-daddy, I'm your little honey girl. Right on down past the county line. You steer, I'll touch. You drive, you must. You're my do-right daddy. I'm your little honey girl. Talk to me now.
Do right, daddy.
Well, my do right, daddy. girl. Yes, I am.
Whoa. That's pretty hot, Neil. I mean, the amps are burning up already.
I was going to say that same thing.
All right, here we are, folks, with the Dan Joe Band. And I'm Dan O, your host this evening. We're excited to have them.
My life was missing many things. All the joy your smile can bring. Behind the door and in my sleep, I search for you within my dreams. And in these dreams in the dark, solid ground, solid ground.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Cabaret. You are hearing the Bad Girl of Denver Blues, Diane Jobe, and the Diane Jobe Band. And we're glad to have you. Wow. I thought this day would never get here.
Thanks, Dano.
So what's been going on lately?
We've been spending a lot of time mastering a CD that we've spending a lot of time doing, but it was worth it. It was worth it. It's called The Book of Job, and it's got 10 originals on it. And
but not too fast. The Book of Job, that's kind of a biblical pun, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this CD is going to walk on water. Yeah.
That would be fabulous.
Now, I've been hearing all kinds of good things about this CD.
Thank you very much.
So I can't wait for it to come out. Go ahead.
I mean, these guys are amazing to play with. Just so much fun. Just amazing. Amazing musicians.
That's right. And since the listeners can't see our amazing musicians, why don't we go around the room and I will have the honor of introducing the band.
Yeah.
On vocals, Diane Job, of course.
Yeah.
On trumpet, with the blue bell. I love that trumpet. Oh, wait a minute. And part of it's silver, too.
Well, you know it's old.
It's old, huh?
It's been played a lot.
We have her husband, Bobby Hancock. On saxophone, we have Jeremy.
Yeah, baby.
Wendelin. On keyboards, we have Jim Ayers.
Woo!
Hey, Jim. And then on bass guitar, we have Larry Cotton.
Mr. Cotton.
On drums, we have Scotty Rivera.
Yeah, baby.
And the guitar player sort of snuck in here. I think he's a last-minute addition to the band.
We picked him up. We just picked him up off the street.
Neil Haverstick. All right. When do you think you'll be finished with the record?
Well, it's already mastered. Now we just have to decide how big of a CD release party we want to have. And
all right, cool. And do you have any? I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but do you
have any pressure?
You're already here, so no pressure. But approximately, do you think this will be a summertime release, fall time release, or?
I think summertime. Yeah, I think for sure summertime. It's so exciting. It's hard, not to just start handing them out right now.
There you go. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I've been excited for a long time. I've been following the band for several years, and I always enjoy the gigs. Lincoln's are always off the chart, the hook. The hook and the chart. I mean, they're so hot.
Yeah.
There's a hook and a chart.
That's great. Excellent. Thank you.
Now, the compositions on the CD, are they a lot of originals or covers, or what's the ratio of mix?
Well, everything that we've done tonight so far is original. We're going to keep doing that. Songs I wrote and Bobby arranged and produced, and in some instances, if they were songs that I couldn't quite remember how they went because they were old, very old. Then Bobby found a file, so he can tell you about that.
The file, man, you got to hear that story. So the Book of Job is basically a file about the thickness of a book. It was in a filing cabinet. We've been married for a long time, and I always thought that these were lyrics on pieces of paper for other people's songs, for all the cover bands that Diane played in through the years. They were actually mostly original songs. And I think when I went through the whole thing, I came up with 40 or so complete songs. And they were typed. I mean, real typewriters.
Wow.
She had the whole thing. It
so
said
you know
by
how
Diane
old,
Job.
You know how I was working an office job and writing songs.
Yeah, she was writing a shot, writing songs and typing them out on the company hardware. I mean, it was crazy. So,
wow.
So some of those were like that, yellowed paper. You can see it now. One of my favorite tunes came. It wasn't all there. It was just the hook. to follow up on our hook here, and it was on a bar coaster. There's another one on a napkin. This was in the file, and then there were other ones that were just Diane's extraordinary. You know, eccentric people have great handwriting. This is like put a doctor to shame. Look at this prescription list. So I would see these songs, and the great thing about it is that the music was long gone, but the words were there. I would read the words, but the words have the rhythm. They're poetry. You know,
the words have the rhythm.
Heck yeah, man! You read the words, and you can just kind of feel it. And you know, I got a few places to go. It's either going to be funky or it's going to be kind of a shuffling kind of thing. And the next thing you know, I'm working, on my desk, throwing things together with my limited keyboard skills. And then I'll bring Diane in and say, "Di, what do you think about this?" And she, this could be a 30-year-old song, maybe 20.
I was going to say, even though I'm only 30.
Yeah, she's not that old.
Book of Job.
I pay him to say that during interviews.
Dano, we got two more CDs.
It's called a marriage.
We got two more CDs out of the Book of Job alone. I'm serious. There's really? That much of there. It's a gold mine.
And have you recorded all those or just enough for the first volume of the Book of Job?
Just rearrange and record ten, and then who knows what happens next.
Well, this should be pretty exciting.
Book of Job chapter one.
There you go.
All righty. Here we are with the Diane Job Band. And which mountaintop do we want to go to next?
I think we want to go to, a song about breaking up and then staying really, really strong as a woman. It's called Heartbeat.
D flat.
My eyes were shut, no sensations were found. I felt so numb, almost completely shut down. My life support was to look in your eyes. But baby, you cut me with all of your lies. My heartbeat, it kept me alive. The jig's up, I'm gonna tell you goodbye. Stick it to someone who can't see through your lies. The script is on, the actors are blue. I'm getting out, boy, I'm so tired of you. My heartbeat, my heartbeat, it's speeding up fast. Patience won't last. Baby, you'll miss me. I'm too fine for this mess. For all I've done and all that I do, don't ask for sympathy. That's a replay too. My heartbeat, my heartbeat, it's beating to last. With them, I felt so numb, almost completely shut down. My life support was to look in your eyes, but baby, you cut me with all of your lies. My heartbeat, my heartbeat, my heartbeat. It kept me alive. It kept me alive. It kept me alive.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Woo!
Go, Scotty. Woo!
The Diane Gell Band, everybody.
And lonely years ago, you said you'd be my friend. Didn't realize the trouble those words would get me in. You took my hand, held me deep inside. Lonesome highway, lonesome friend. Were dark as the night, soul was not brave, and I knew left up to me, your life I could save. I looked at you, heart was on my sleeve. Highway, lonesomely. Walked on by, my fate sealed in the wind. I knew it couldn't last, hope was wearing thin. I looked at you, fear was plain to see. Highway, lonesome me, lonesome. Highway, lonesome me, lonesome highway, lonesome me, lonesome highway.
Very nice. Very nice.
Don't act up on me.
Okay.
Oops, hold on. I put my slide in my coat pocket. I got to get it out.
Don't act up on me, Haverstick.
Well, I wrote this song. I wrote this song because we had Sirius Radio sometime back, and I just kept hearing about men talking about how bad their women were and done them wrong and all that stuff. You know, it goes both ways. So that's how I came up with this. It's called "Don't Act Up on Me."
It's
David.
Really about me. I'm always acting up.
The inspiration's
a long time, and I always act up.
The inspiration's got to come somewhere. But
say that you love me, then you call real late. Said you had to work, come on, give me a break. Don't act up on me, baby.
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 Don't act up on me, baby. Oh, I might just be through with you. I can't pay the mortgage, you can't pay the bills. I'll tell you what, you can't do no more. Don't act up on me, baby.
Don't act up on me, baby.
Don't act up on me, baby. Don't act up on me, baby. Oh, I might just be through with you. You treat me bad, you act a fool. Find somebody elsewhere. I found you. Don't act up on me, baby.
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 Don't act up on me, baby. Oh, I might just be through with you. Stay out till morning, don't come home at night. Say that you love me, then we fuss and we fight. You can't pay the bills. I'll tell you what you can't do no more. Don't act up on me, baby.
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 Don't act up on me, baby. Oh, I might just be through with you. Well, you treat me bad. You act a fool. I can find somebody else, honey. Well, I found you. Baby,
don't act up on me, baby.
Well, don't act up on me, baby. Oh, I might just be through with you. Well, don't act up on me, baby. Oh, I might just be through with you. Well, don't act up on me, baby. Oh, I might just be through with you. Oh, if it happened, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you are enjoying the Diane Joe Band, because there's no reason why you shouldn't be. Let's get back to this.
Yes.
Could you hear me? Hi, Mom. Okay. Neil kind of invited me to play background vocals.
Yeah, of course.
Play background vocals. That
Anytime.
Sounds good. Well, you may not say that after a while. So anyway, here we go. Bobby was talking about that. The songs, the discoveries that he found. I mean, Bobby, did you not know that Diane was writing songs, or did you just forget about it?
Well, for most of our, there's a whole other set of songs that are just on tapes. I mean, there's probably another 30 or 40 cassettes in our basement that have songs in them as well.
Oh.
So she's prolific. She sweats songs.
Sweats songs, huh?
I don't know about that. Sounds so ladylike.
Well, you know.
So, and when you heard these things, and you were saying that the arrangement started coming to you, huh?
Yeah. You know, when you read these words, there's a couple of things that I'm looking for. Because she's got it. It's all just kind of chopped into. There's a meter in the song. You basically read a line, and there is a rhythm when you read it. You
wow.
can feel it. And it's not quite as overt as something like a limerick, where you obviously can't even read a limerick without rhyming. But
blues limericks.
It's a blues limerick, yeah. But it's cool. And usually, I'll try three or four kinds of rhythms with some of these tunes, and one of them just always pops as the clear winner.
Okay, so the next thing you do is try to find the rhythm to support the tune.
Yep, that's part like two. Part one is the tune and the discovery. Part two is finding what kind of a song it's going to be. Part three is to make it interesting. And usually that means staying out of just the repetitive blues pattern and putting in some kind of a bridge, which we do, you know. And then the real fun part actually happens. It's entwined with all of this because we're playing with these extraordinary musicians. I mean, these people, if you read what they have done in their musical careers and what they continue to do, it's amazing.
That's true.
And somehow they're playing with us. So I have constantly going in my mind, because I'm about I like solos. I think, okay, what kind of a solo would Haverstick do on this? And he can play anything, and he does it. And he does it at the top shelf. What kind of a thing would sound great for Jimmy? I mean, this guy is running these keyboards. You should watch him play the Hammond organ. It is an organic experience. It was so cool.
Organic organ.
Oh, yeah.
It is great.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's amazing. I set up one of my cameras. He doesn't know this yet. And I set up.
What do you mean? There's cameras all around this room.
Well,
I feel like
cameras,
it's Candid Music camera.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm in maximum security.
This Hammond organ, which is just this iconic instrument, and they've got a beautiful Hammond at Mighty Fine Studios, which is where we did this. And so I snuck around the back and just set a camera there, kind of one that where I could see the keys. But more importantly, I could see all of these sliders and all of these switches. It is crazy. Last time I was on the show, I said it was like Sulu taking the Enterprise out. I guarantee you that's exactly what it is. He's pushing and pulling all the time. Meanwhile, keeping his hands on the keys with the soulful, cool chord.
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, it's awesome. So after that, eventually comes the written arrangement.
Oh, yeah.
Comes the written arrangement, but some of the people in the band don't have written arrangements. They don't. They play by ear. So you got kind of a mixture of people that like to read and people that want to play by ear?
Well, and they add their own special, feel of the song to it, which is great, I think.
So what I was noticing, or maybe I didn't notice this right, but is there parts of these songs that where you improvise it, like you want to extend the measures and keep going, and then you have a certain point where you all converge back together?
How it works is these guys are so good that I show up at the studio with some strange alien-sounding version of the tune that I've played. it has like a drum machine track. You know, and Scotty looks at that, and it's like, what are you doing? And then of course, anything he touches, and it's just, it's life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's parts, and these guys will do their parts. I'll send the same sketches to Jimmy. Jimmy will write out what he's gonna do, so they do their homework. It's a very kind. You know, some of the greatest recordings that I listen to are far beyond my musical abilities, but a lot of them were on-the-spot studio projects. I mean, always remember as a young trumpet player this Miles Davis kind of blue thing. You know, and he called in some of his favorite cats to the studio and said, here's what we're going to do, and they did it. And it was kind of like one-take wonder. And Neil's nodding his head. He's a one-take wonder. Scotty's a one-take wonder.
Let me tell you about Neil. You ought to hear him in a Zydeco band.
I don't doubt any of it. Jeremy's a one take wonder. You know, the only thing that Diane's a one take wonder in the studio. I'm the guy that racks up the bill because I can't get it right when I have to play. It takes me about
that happens
eight
a
times.
Lot. Yeah.
I mean, last time I threw my horn on the floor. But anyway.
And then you did a great solo. What I was going to say is I think it's so amazing because Dizzy Gillespie went to a little Nebraska town.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
When Bobby was how old?
Well, I grew up in Scottsbluff, Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
And that's 3.5 hours away. And I was in the high school band, you know, playing trumpet. And during my junior year, of all people, Dizzy Gillespie brought his group in. And
wow.
A day of clinic.
Isn't that amazing?
That would be an experience for anybody.
Well, it changed my life. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be with Diane if it wouldn't be that. Because this guy, the special thing was, is that when he finished with the whole band and he gave the assembly during the day, then he invited all the trumpet players from the band to get out of class and come and hang with him on stage. So
that's
there's
so
this
cool
picture from the Scottsbluff Star-Herald with all of these, you know, country kids holding their trumpets in their standard way, and Dizzy Gillespie's right in front of us, you know, showing us what rhythm is. And you know, he pulled up his horn, you know, that horn at the big bend in the bell.
Yeah.
And he played a lick, and he said, play that, you guys. And we're like, there's no notes, man. How can we play it? And, you know, and I didn't have the greatest ear, but I did figure it out, and I was playing it after a bit. And that's the key here is it's not always about notes on paper, man.
That's true. Well, it's really a fun time. It's a great music. And I think there's a new chapter up ahead when the CD comes out and the rest of the world finds out about you. I do have a question for Mr. Haberstick here.
Yes.
So you might want to just had a question about on Lost and Lovely. Was that sort of a Wes Montgomery tone you were trying to achieve?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was just totally improvised. I played that totally different than I did on the CD.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Just like you're saying, nice. No notes.
No notes. Do what feels right, huh?
That's right.
All right. Well, the music feels right. What are we going to do next?
I think we're going to do Lucky Penny.
Have you found your lucky penny today?
I could always use a record.
I was sad, sad, and lonely until you walked my way. I was sad, sad, and lonely until you walked my way. Will you be my lucky penny? Make my problems go away. I'm only asking for a penny, not a nickel or a dime. And you're the brightest penny that a girl could ever find. Will you be my lucky penny? Please be my lucky penny. Will you be my lucky penny and make my problems go away? Life is what you make it, and I'm making you the key. What you make it, and I'm making you the key. Will you be my lucky penny and give everything to me?
I need to find some good luck. I'm tired of hard times. And now that I've found you, I can leave the pain behind. Will you be my lucky penny? Oh, please be my lucky penny. Will you be my lucky penny? Make my problems go away. For a penny, not a nickel or a dime, and you're the brightest penny that I could ever find. Will you be my lucky penny? Please, please be my lucky penny. Will you be my lucky penny and make my problems go away? Pennies, but never one like you. The other ones were tarnished and they could not come through. I've never been a rich girl, now my fortunes will accrue, and we will live together, love and joy. I'll have that too. Be my lucky penny, baby, yeah. Will you be my lucky penny? Will you be my lucky penny and make my problems go away? Great, Jimmy. Do you want to do Messing with King?
Did you sing on that one, Dan?
No, that's why it sounded good. Huh?
I wondered. I was hoping you'd, you know, get in there.
Well, I usually follow Neil's cue, and he didn't give me a cue.
Oh, man.
If he would have sang, I would have sang. So.
You just got to jump in with Neil, baby. He's not going to stop.
Well, Neil's got to do his part and jump in first.
Woo! That sounds like a personal problem between you guys.
No, I just follow.
We got more time, but I have this awesome slow tune that I didn't get into the CD yet.
Okay.
I told the guy, Colin Bricker.
Colin
Bricker's the man
great
of Mighty
studio,
Fine Studios.
Amazing.
And I sent him a list of our tunes to put in the CD for mastering.
Yeah.
And I left out one of my favorite tunes. And it was a tune where Neil and I fought.
Oh.
We won, but we fought. It was badass slow blues.
He means musically.
It's badass slow blues. You got to hear us play slow blues. We got to do somebody else's tune. We do. We cover a classic, Can't Quit You.
Yeah, we could do that.
And it's going to happen.
Okay.
Right now. I don't know if these guys knew it was going to happen, but they're going to play it.
It goes out to all the sound, the people in the sound booth right there. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we want to give a shout out to George and Jake for their fine sound every week in and week out.
And we want to thank Mario, our engineer at Mighty Fine, because he was incredible.
Yeah, that's kind of the last shout out. Mario Casilio basically plugged us in. Two different massive sessions, dialed it in perfectly. I mean, when Haverstick calls me up after he hears the product and said, man, the guitar sounded great. He says that about once every century.
That's how old I am.
That's how old he is, yeah. Well, I was going to bring this up later, but we might as well now. Where can the people see you next in public?
Our next gig is at Lincoln's Roadhouse, and it's on the 16th of April. And it's always, always packed there, and we always have a great time. And I just want to thank all of our fans for supporting us, because I'm honored by the attention and just by them having fun with us, because that's what it's all about. Thank you so much.
I got to do one, too. Sorry, Dano.
Go ahead. No.
I'm a Metro State professor, and if I don't leave it there, you'll think I'm a music professor, but I'm not good enough to be that. I'm a biology professor, and I study things that suck blood, and I have...
I tell him not to say that when I'm standing by him, because it makes me look bad.
but I have people... Ever since I came here 8 years ago, I have people show up to gigs that were in my first classes at Metro, and it just keeps building and building. And it's a place for us to kind of see each other. They're special people, man. And I got to put out just like the biggest appreciation to the awesome biology students of Metropolitan State University, which actually Dano's daughter was one of my students.
That's right. Great. And your class was one of the few that she liked. And if you ever get to talk to him at your Lincoln's, when you're at Lincoln's, you can ask him about why he's an authority on mosquito sex.
Uh-oh. Oh, he teaches about sex all the time. It's his favorite topic. It's just the truth. What can I do?
It's just the truth.
I want to just a quick shout out to all of our Columbus, Ohio fans, and also all of our Knoxville, Tennessee fans. And thanks a lot, you guys. Hang in there. Maybe we'll be back there soon for a gig.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the Diane Job Band on your community radio station, KGNU, and the name of the show is Cabaret.
So I do it, you do
A
it.
Flat nail.
I can't do it, baby. You know I tried so hard, but I can't do it, baby, no. No, I can't quit you, baby. Oh, I gotta put you down for a little while. I can't quit you, baby. I guess I gotta put you down. Yeah, just for a little while. You know you messed up my mind, baby, and made me miss you. My only child. Woo! I'm so sad I could cry. I said, I'm so sad. I said, I am so sad. I could cry.
We can't quit that.
Thank you, Dano. Yeah.
All right.
Well, we got 5 minutes left in the show. You've been listening to the magnificent Diane Jobin here tonight on KGNU. A CD is coming out sometime in the not-too-distant future called Book of Job, which we are all eagerly waiting to get our hands on. Like that.
Yeah.
And any other thing you want to talk about? The rest of summer, you're doing a show at Lincoln's in June or July?
Yeah, we're doing July 1st. What would you say, Scotty?
Is there a website?
There is a website that I was just about to mention that. Thank you.
Me too.
It's we were all going to mention it. Thanks, Scotty. You can find us on reverbnation.com/Diane Jobe. And there's another website in the works. So hopefully it'll be fantastic and much bigger and, you know, more better than the Reverb Nation site. But for now, Reverb Nation's pretty cool.
And just as a quick review, Jobe, J-O-B-E.
J-O-B-E.
Define the band.
My dad always used to say Job like in the Bible, only with an E. Of course, he used to spend a lot of time, you know, at Hillbilly Haven, too. So look at
that. You got to have both worlds.
That's true.
All righty, where are we going to go next? Or are you taking requests?
We're going with a quickie here.
A quickie, huh?
Standard, because we.
That's not what I heard earlier. Wait a minute.
Yeah, we're not talking about.
She told Did you want to hear something, like Dano? Talk about.
Did you have a request?
Yeah, but we can do that later.
Okay. Guys,
I just want to say one thing. Folks, when you come out to Lincoln's, make sure you're there when they play Sissy Strut, because their arrangement is really unique and it's off the hook. Or it's off the chart. I don't know.
It's the hook chart. It's off the hook chart.
Let's do it then. We'll do that. Tuesday.
Thanks, Dano.
Hey!
D'Angelo Band. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
And you were just listening to the wonderful D'Angelo Band on Cabaret here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands. Online at kgnu.org. My name is Mariah. The show is Corriente. Stay tuned for 2 hours of Latin.
Oh, my God.